Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Oh, I feel lucky, all right. Lucky enough to be bringing you Volume 74 of Radio Free Bongo. I am your host, Bongo Johnny. And it could be our next to last Radio Free Bongo also as well, because we just found out a little while ago that our host for these podcasts, Slapcast.com, is going to be ceasing operations, I think, at the end of July. So I think we have time for this one and maybe one more, and then we'll see where we go from there. So if you want to gather up any of the archived Radio Free Bongo shows, numbers 1 through 73, better get them now while you still can. Slapcast.com/users/Radio Free Bongo. Get them while you can. But anyhow, let's get rolling tonight. Let's get started, and we'll worry about that other business later. First thing we got for you tonight is there are cars, and then there are cars. This ain't no ordinary car. This is a Cadillac.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around, but up there at the courthouse they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up it took the whole staff, and when they got through the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69.
Gonna pack my paw and I'm gonna pack my amp. top, baby. Now let's cruise on into It's Better Than Ever Street.
Gas. I gotta see diamonds and speed up. carpets on the floor. Britney's parked out front just like a dead dinosaur. And I've been paying off the bank for 45 years or more. It should go 100 miles an hour, but it's never moved away from my door. Who needs a car?
Was the Kinks from their 1979 album Low Budget with Gallon of Gas. Before that, we heard another one from 1979. This was Brand New Cadillac, done by The Clash, featuring the late Joe Strummer on guitar. And that was preceded by Aretha Franklin, riding on the Freeway of Love in a pink Cadillac, done in 1985. Also from 1985, we had Bruce Springsteen with Pink Cadillac. And that was preceded by Cadillac Ranch, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, 1988. And we opened up with the great Johnny Cash, getting his Cadillac one piece at a time, done in 1976. Well, I enjoyed that set very much, and we've got lots more for you tonight on Radio Free Bongo, so hang in there, there is more coming. And at this time, we'd also like to remind you that our website is still there, radiofreebongo.tripod.com. That will remain. You could actually link through there also, at temporarily, the podcast of Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus. He's also at Slapcast, so that's going to be disappearing by the end of July. So get on there and grab some of his stuff, too. Definitely well worth getting. One thing that will remain is the Randy Bones Show from WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana. That one will remain. He's in real radio, you know. And you can get that link also on our favorite links page for his show, Sunday night, early Monday morning, from 12 till whenever he feels like getting off. Okay, so now that we've got that business out of the way, we're going to get on to music business. And our second set tonight is going to feature a hairy little guy who's been around since ancient times, actually. What am I talking about? The werewolf.
Nobody knows how much I love me when I tear off her clothes. Happy werewolf have sympathy for the werewolf. Maybe someone just like you or me. Happy the werewolf, not fear, not hate, for the werewolf. Maybe someone that you've known of late. Oh, the werewolf, oh, the werewolf, go stepping along. He don't even break the branches away. He has gone. He goes out in the evening when the bats are on the wing. He's killed his pretty maiden before the birds sing.
enough about your darling doggy. 10 short years, he's getting old and groggy. I don't think it's very fair, Coach. I know, but it's already too, my friend.
No one lives forever. Let's have a party. There's a full moon in the sky. It's the hour of the wolf.
I'm crazy, but in a half an hour the moon will rise and I'll turn into a wolf.
You and 20 million other guys.
Hey, baby. half man, half animal, wolf man, right? And here's a guy that I sympathize with because he can never remember his rhythm pattern. He's walking around a normal human being, then the moon comes up on him. Now, a guy like that has got to be embarrassing to his family. You know, he's sitting around eating dinner and the moon comes up. So, old Papa, you going out in the yard someplace like that? How about if he's getting a haircut, man, as a normal human being, right? Barber's giving him a haircut, and the moon comes up. Oh, hey, this is going to cost you an extra $8 after this. So, well, make it light around the legs, will you, please?
Is it any wonder we hate to see the sun go? Hand me down my gun, son. Bring along that silver dinner bell. But mama said,
Papa, babe,
you don't kill him. 'Cause I just couldn't bear to think about my baby in hell.
But he went down to the blacksmith, got him out of bed and said,
get your fire hot.
Shut up your shutters and close down the doors. We're gonna need all the heat you got. 'Cause I want you to melt my silver bell down to a single shot. I got a job to do, and I got to get it done before the sun comes up.
Oh, so is it any wonder that we hate to see the sun go down?
Said Papa got him. Then we heard a scream. Mama smiled and said,
bitch, Billy got him.
But when I lifted up my eyes, there was Mama in the doorway staring at the floor. And my big brother Billy never did come home no more.
Holla!
right then, let's go back and take it from the top. We started off our Werewolf set with the Holy Modal Rounders, 1968, with Werewolf, from the album The Moray Eels Eat the Holy Modal Rounders. After that, we had Werewolves of London, Warren Zevon, from his Excitable Boy album of 1978. And that was followed by Oingo Boingo, with No One Lives Forever, from 1985. After that, it was Abbott and Costello, sympathizing with Wolfman Lon Chaney Jr. in the 1948 movie Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. That was followed by Wolf Like Me, from the band TV on the Radio, which was from the Never Back Down soundtrack of 2006. Bill Cosby then gave us his take on the Wolfman in his stand-up routine of 1968. Next, we had Teenage Werewolf, done by the Cramps, from their 1980 album, Songs the Lord Taught Us. The five-man electrical band gave us Werewolf from 1974, and we ended it up with Hungry Like the Wolf from the 80s power group Duran Duran, recorded in May of 1982. Well, now that we got the old Wolfman out of the way, we're gonna give you our third set of music. And this one is dedicated to Alexander Graham Bell.
Help me enter. information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Woman's on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw her, she was waving me goodbye. But with her home drops on her cheek, so that trickle from her eye. Marie's only 6 years old, information free. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
This car. See the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in LA with my best old ex-friend Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't that the give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. Could you help me place this call? 'Cause I can't read the number that you just gave me. There's something in my eyes, you know it happens every time. I think about the love that I thought would save me. But isn't that the way they say it goes? Forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. No, 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 no. That's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, let's forget about this call. No one there I really wanted to talk to. Thank you for your time. Oh, you've been so much more than kind. You can keep the dime. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
out, Susan, won't you give me a line?
Just said, there ain't nothing that you can begin to do, not until I can prove I am dead. Until I can prove I'm dead. Ba 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 ba. Hello, oh hi, is this the FBI? Got an obscene call on the phone. He threatened my life with a boy's gown knife, and I'm scared 'cause I'm all alone. Watching me all the time. You got binoculars trained on my window pane just in case I commit a crime. In case I commit a crime. Ba da ba 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 ba. Hello, oh hey, is this the CIA? Well, this call came an hour ago, and the FBI think that I'm a spy, and you say you already know. 'Cause you got a bug in my Navajo rug, and my telephone's tapped, of course. Well, who permitted this game? Oh, the orders came. They all came from a higher source. They came from a higher source. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Hello, station to station, United Nations. Someone called before, and it was real obscene. Could you intervene? Oh, you're too busy ending the war. Well, treaties and pacts, those are big time acts. Ending war takes guts and gall. But did you ever explore what begins a war? It begins with an obscene call. Begins with an obscene call. Hello, G-O-D, hello, this is me. Listen, God, this is call that I got. And I had tried them all, tried the big and small. I called the whole inoperative lot. I tried the FBI and the CIA and the keepers of the country clean. What do you mean you're inclined to find this call of mine obscene? Call of mine obscene. But we've been traced, we've been spaced, we've been human erased. We've been mugged, we've been bugged, we've been detected. We've been tapped, we've been trapped, we've been, hello God, we've been, hello God, we've been, hello God, hello God. God. We've been disconnected. We've been disconnected. We've been disconnected. We've been disconnected.
We opened up our third set tonight with the Rolling Stones, Keeping That Phone Off the Hook, from the Rolling Stones Now album, 1965. After that, we had Memphis, Tennessee, Chuck Berry, 1958, Looking for Long Distance Information. That was followed by Jim Croce, Operator, from 1972. Then it was Switchboard Susan, Nick Lowe, from his 1979 album, Labor of Lust. Billy Joel, from the 1980 album Glass Houses, gave us Sometimes a Fantasy. And we ended up with Dori Previn, daughter of symphony director Andre Previn, with her 1976 recording, Obscene Phone Call. Well, guys, we are pretty much out of time, so we're going to wrap it up and start getting ready for Volume 75 on our next go-around. But we're going to play one more for you before we go. And this one we're going to dedicate to a gentleman who just passed away on Sunday, June 14th. And that gentleman is Bob Bogle, who was the co-founder and guitarist extraordinaire of the 50s and 60s group The Ventures. He was 75 years old. So we're going to play one of their big hits from 1960. This is The Ventures' Walk, Don't Run. Take care, all, and we'll see you next time.